as I was pouring the coffee into the cup. He was telling me that.
Wow.
Okay? As I was pouring the coffee in the cup, he was saying those words. And then the cup, leaking out of the bottom. Okay, it was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
Right. Now, have you got any other stories that of Dawn like that?
No, that's pretty much my personal experience with Van Vliet. I spent most of my time doing the Joe's Garage album late at night, because frankly, after the first week of Basic Tracks, you know, we spent the first week in the studio doing the basic tracking, and then which went from an A side and a B side. It was going to be Joe's Garage and Catholic Girls, after we recorded the first Joe's Garage and Catholic Girls, the basic track, Frank started getting ideas, and then it ended up being, we ended up having, being in there for Monday through Friday for a whole week, and we ended up with 21 basic tracks. And that's what became Joe's Garage. And then Frank came in with a story concept, because we'd already, I told you about the whole thing right there. And then, so now I'd been spending most of my time after the whole, the band had been in there for a week, and then now everybody's at home except for me and Frank and my best friend Jeff Holly and Denny and Van Vliet. And they were the three high schoolers, you know, they'd be sitting there chuckling, watching Frank put me through my paces, you know, and making me do everything. And pretty much that's how I spent the rest of Joe's Garage.
All right, and you were 22?
I was 20, I just turned 21.
Are you born in 55 or 56?
55.
So 20, well, this is 78. So you're 23. Right?
Was I?
Yeah, because this is a particular, one interview you say your first experiences with the January, early 79, Seek Your Booty tours when you meet Frank, but then
No, the Seek Your Booty tour was in 77.
Okay.
Yeah, that was 77. That was October the 2nd, 1977.
Yeah,
I remember the date. I'm not talking about the tour.
Right, that's October 2nd, 77.
77, yes.
And I'm thinking, yeah, the album comes out in the spring of 79.
No, it came out in 79, did it?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, that I wasn't sure of.
So you see him, and it's a year later, fall of 78, where you're brought in to do Joe's Garage.
No, actually, it was the spring and summer of 78. That was right after graduation.
Right.
I was in summer school. And school was over. My senior year was... I just finished my senior year, but I was in summer school catching up on my credits.
Right.
And Denise had graduated on time, and I was still living on campus, and I was in my dorm room while graduation was going on. And Denise marched down the thing, went and watched her graduate and stuff like that. And when I met Frank earlier during the Shake Your Booty tour at first semester, I had already taken a half semester off the year, our junior year, so I could get my chops and stuff together musically, because
right.
I decided I was going to be a professional musician.
Right.
So after graduation, that is why I was still in summer. I didn't graduate on time because I was catching up on my credits.
Summer of 77 or summer 78 you're catching up?
Oh, 78.
Okay.
Denise and I are class of 78.
Well, okay, you're born in 55. That's 23 years.
I wasn't quite sure of...
What month is your birthday?
November.
So you're 22. Technically, you're 22 before...
Okay, good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I was... I always get confused on that point.
Okay, so what?
I mean, it's been a. It was like a, you got to understand, Bobby. It's like a blur to me.
Yeah. Okay. I want to bring up another. I got a good point about ESP, but just as a side thing, you say on your first day at college, you see Denise and you meet her on that day.
Oh yeah.
What made you talk to her? What happened there?
Oh, dude, I don't know. Just you know, it sounds corny and things like that, the old love at first sight thing. But Denise, let me put it this way. My wife, who is my best friend and my partner, she is very physically and physically and visually, I've always thought of her as very distinctive. She has a very unique and distinctive look about her, facial expressions and the whole thing, and just the whole concept. And it's very, very strange because, see, all through private school, one thing Frank used to say was about high school. It's like, this quote was, high school is a state of mind.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and one of the worst experiences, and it was bad for him, too.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of socially, and having being one of the in crowd and having a girlfriend and stuff like that, the longest I'd gone with any girl in high school was 3 months. You know, and I was not a part of the in crowd. I was not one of the beautiful people. You know what I'm saying? I was not one of those guys. And I had sworn after my experience in boarding school that it was just so bad for me. Well, not bad, but just. It did not work for me to the extent that I had sworn that once I got out of boarding school, I'm just going to do what my parents wanted me to do and just study and go to law school, you know, study, go to law school, be a good student, and et cetera, and get my degree, right? Get my degree and all that stuff and be a good boy, go to law school. You know,
you're saying that you got turned off to any peer group pressure or social interaction. You were just going to retreat.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I was just going to retreat and say, forget about it. I'm just going to be. It's not worth. It's not worth the emotional struggle of being popular, and I'll never find a girl who will even halfway consider me as like a human being or you know what I'm saying.
But you knew you had musical talent at that time.
Well, sure, but I've been playing professionally as a musician since I was 8 years old. I didn't have any problem with I was the most popular guy on campus everywhere I went, as long as I was on stage entertaining them. Okay, but once the show was over and the lights go off and stuff, all the most popular girls on campus whose boyfriends were the football team captains, the basketball team captains, and all that stuff, they liked me, but they couldn't afford to be seen with me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because they're part of they're the in crowd, yeah, and the beautiful people, but I was not. I was definitely
you're the court
not,
clown then. You're the court clown in that situation.
Funny you should mention that, because one of my main bands that I put together when Denise and I were in college was called Clown. And actually, it started out being, actually the original name was Class Clown.
Right.
Okay, but same concept. But anyway, back to Denise. Yes, Denise, she's very, so I'd made my decision not to be involved with any romantic activities. I'm just going to be retreat to my original identity as Ike Willis Power Nerd, because you know that's why I was in boarding school. I mean, I'd gone there on scholarship, and I'd gone to college on full scholarship. I was, you know, since I was a kid, 10 years old, IQ tests, which I passed with flying colors when I was 10 years old. Had 140 IQ, national national scholastic rankings, all of that stuff. And that's, but I also happen to be a rock and roll musician. And, you know, my mom was a jazz singer, and I grew up in the Willis family. So that was there's the dichotomy there. That's which is why I really didn't get along with anybody, you know, except my fellow musicians and my friends who were musicians.
Right.
And so, needless to say, this did not bode well for me.
Right. You were about to go in the wrong direction, and you see,
when puberty came around, right, and here I am, the day that I actually less than a week after I had sworn off any romantic entanglements of any sort, my first day, me and Jeff Holly, we met on the basketball court, and we were late for our first orientation meeting to meet our advisors and stuff, and we go into our first orientation meeting and walked in the door, and there, sitting across the room, was Denise and her mom and her dad and her sisters.
And there are many other people in the room, but she stands out.
All of our fellow students who I hadn't met yet were sitting all around the room waiting for our life in college to begin. I look across the room and I just spot Denise or at least that there was this kind of beaming glow coming from across the room. I look across the room and I say to myself, "Oh shit." And essentially, that was the beginning of it. And somehow, one way or another, I figured out a way to finally, actually, at least say hello. You know, but that's another story.
Is that within a week?
No. Within a week of me making swearing, I'd never do this. That was that night, that day.
Oh, you did speak to her that day later.
Yeah, I found a way.
Right, and the point is, it's a week after you've decided to become a monk.
Pretty much.
Which would have been, if you had not, I guess she brought you out, got you social again, then it gets you back into music. If you had not gone into music and been a lawyer, you probably wouldn't have been happy. What do you think?
Well, no. I didn't swear off music.
You just swore off relationships.
Yes, I swore off girls. I swore off any kind of romantic entanglements. I swore that off, but not music, because music was my life. Okay, so music was the thing that, you know, I would never swear off.
So you're saying you were thinking of being a lawyer in case you didn't make it music, but you're still leaving it open to make it in music.
Oh yeah, I mean that's the thing. Nothing can stop me from playing my music.
Right.
Doing music. Nothing can stop that, because I mean that is my life. Right.
Right.
That's my life. But the thing is, I'm not. But the thing is, I was still going to continue. I was going to continue pursuing music, no matter what.
So, did you have a couple of girlfriends that didn't work out in high school or boarding school?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. Like I said, I was not a part of the.
You could not provide any. The girls want to be part of some swinging crowd or something happening.
Well, yeah,
they might like you, but you're not going to provide the social environment. It's almost like you didn't have a driver's license and you couldn't take them anywhere, kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I was the entertainment, and I was the
the clown. You
know, I was Well, that's like I said, or I was the entertainment. As long as I was on stage, entertaining. The beautiful people, right?
Yeah.
They loved me as long as I was entertaining them.
But the minute you socialize with them, your intelligence gets in the way. You don't want to hang out with stupidity, I guess.
Well, that's another thing too. I have a very low threshold for stupidity. A very, very low threshold for that kind of shit.
Well, that's the thing. You really were lucky to meet Frank. I mean, that's a pretty blessed situation.
Well, yes, it is. Besides, that was my thing, you know. I mean, I found out that's how Denise is too, you know, because she'd gone through a few crappy relationships as well, and met guys who were just, you know, just stupid. Okay,
right.
And besides, remember, this is high school.
Yeah,
right. This is high school, and so you know, this is high school, this is puberty, and all that other stuff. So let's get this. Let's remember where we're at, you know, in terms of history and in terms of sociological interaction.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And it's just plain old reality.
Right. It's still a '50s reality, even though it's the early '70s. You know.
Oh yeah, man. And we come from Leaver to Beaver families. You know, our parents have been together. Both of our parents have been together since childhood or college and things like that.
Right.
And so that's just, and they've been together all their lives. And you know, you grow up, you go to college, you get an education, you get a good job, and then you go from there. You know, that's how we grew up.
What city did you grow up in?
St. Louis.
Oh yeah, Missouri. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, so I want to shift to another point. You wanted to do Denise another time, but
because I guess it's about time for me to get off of here because I got to. Speaking of Denise, I've got to get back to her.
Right.
Also.
Okay, so here in Zappa's United Mutations form that he filled out, he asked the question: is God ESP?
Which is, oh, really?
Yeah, that's the question he asked, you know, back in 66 or so, or 65.
Whatever. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. I had no idea.
Well, you probably didn't read it.
No, of course not. I was too busy being a good student.
That's right. You were part, you mean, oh, you mean in your life, or too busy being working with Frank, is what you mean.
No, in my life. I mean, the United Mutations thing, wasn't that in the 60s?
Yeah, 66, 67. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, 66, 67. I had just begun, let's see, my first bands.
Right.
You know, I first started back in the 60s and started playing music. You know, I wanted to, I started my first band and everything. You know, I was too busy trying to be, you know, a musician. You know?
That's right. And you're just a kid, so you probably never read it. Did you ever read
Dave? No,
it's in, it might be in David Wally's book. Did you ever read that book on Frank?
No, no. When did that?
That came out in the early 70s.
David Wally. What's the title?
No Commercial Potential.
Oh, the No Commercial Potential book. No, I never read it, but I knew about it.
Okay. The thing is, we start off talking about ESP and all that, and then we get into synchrony and what Gail says about him seeing events, manifesting of what he writes about. We come full circle. Maybe you'll have some further thoughts on this. Is God ESP? And we know that Zappa had this incredible charisma or power over people. Very interesting statement that he would say that at such a young age.
But Frank actually asked that question. He posed that question.
In the
is
form.
God ESP?
Yeah. It's the form that goes out to everybody, and you're supposed to answer those questions when you fill in the United Mutations.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that. Wow. Thanks for hitting me to that. I had no idea.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why when someone asked him in 69, what do you say about ESP or Psyche 7, he goes, no comment. That's interesting.
I get you. Well, see, that makes sense now when you put it in that context.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
when
right.
You put it in that context, that makes infinitely better sense. Now that I hear the context that it's put in.
Right.
Okay. Makes perfect sense, Bobby. Perfect sense.
Okay. So let's. If you have more thoughts about that, we can do more talking. It's up to you.
What's on your schedule for tomorrow?
I could fit. I could. I'm available tomorrow. Let's continue.
About what time?
I'd have to be 2 or 3 your time.
Okay, let's see. I will be back because Denise and I, we have to get up early and run errands and stuff because Friday is bill paying day. Plus, we've got to deal with the manager and the landlords and all that other stuff too. So we got to go pick up her check and we have to ride the bus since we don't have a car yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So that's another thing. And she just got in from work, so I tell you what, 2 or 3.
Or later, I mean, any time later, maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever.
Now, let's see. Let's say, realistically, let's say around four or five.
Your
I think
time.
That's more in yeah. my time, because I think that's more realistic.
Okay, very good. All right. Thanks a lot, Ike. Very good discussion.
You're the man. Tell Carolyn hi from me and Denise.
I will.
And thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, talk to
you. You're the man.
All right, bye.